Not that they had anything of God, but they were just like a mirage. Here today and gone tomorrow. No fruit. Nothing real ever came out of it. Just a little seed that couldn't. But that's a profound thing as well. I mean, think about it. That's sort of like, isn't that like the opposite of the way we think of things in like, oh, I guess in communism, in the redistribution of wealth? In God's kingdom, God takes from those who don't have and gives to those who have. Think about that. He takes from those who have nothing and gives to those who already have. Those who have get more. The rich get richer. The poor get poorer. I mean, just to say it that way. And it's, but what are they rich in? Is it the rich of this world? It's those who are rich in the grace of God, whom God has chosen to salvation, who God gives to hear these things. They receive more and more, while those to whom it is not given, whatever they seem to have, whether it be our pathetic little life, the riches of this world that choked out the word, the fake religion that comes and steals away the truth, whatever it is we think we have, we're going to lose. Whatever we do possess, the little faith we have, the little talent we have, the little this we that, the little that we have, it's going to be taken away. But it is for those whom God has chosen. They get more. Those who are able to hear it will hear more. Those who are not able to hear it, even that they are able to hear, is going to be taken away. That is the teaching of Jesus Christ. And he said, so is the kingdom of God. As if a man should cast seed in the ground, right? And then we read this. It should sleep, he should sleep, and night and day. And then the seed springs and grows up. He doesn't know how. Poof. It just happened. Wow, it's like a miracle. I can put it this way for you. You know, I could preach the word to 1,000 people. And it would be like throwing seed on the ground. And I could go there day and night and speak and speak and speak. And then eventually something would come up from somewhere in that multitude of people. We would see things arise of the Spirit of God. And it would grow up and spring up. And how? Paul knew about this. He talked about, I planted, another watered, but God gave the increase. God causes these things to increase. He causes those that hear to grow more. He causes those that do not hear to harden their hearts. And it's all his doing. But the one who's working, well, I don't know how it happened. It just, poof, happened. But when the fruit is brought forth, you put in the sickle because the harvest has come. And that's pretty much it. You look in a lot of his parables, it always ends with the harvest. Whether it be the end of our life, the fullness of the ripeness, our fruit comes forth, you see it. But when it's fully ripe, it's harvested. That's why our lives are really not complete till we die. Though we can lay aside unrighteousness long before we die. We can lay aside heresies long before we die. Yet we're never complete until we finish our race, which is the end. Because it's like the tortoise and the hare, even if you're 10 lengths ahead, if you fall asleep at the end, oh, what a terrible way to end the race. Sin overtakes you. So this is another analogy of how that, from man, the perspective of man, the growing seed, it's mysterious. I mean, I know science has looked into these things. That's not the point. The point is, it's a parable. A guy throws seed on the ground, and then goes out and looks and looks and looks, and all of a sudden there's plants there. You don't really observe what's going on underground. You can't observe what's going on inside men's minds. You can't observe what's the machinations, the thought process. You can't see it. All you can see is the thing coming forth. First the blade, then the ear, and then the full corn in the ear, the full the grain comes out, and you see the whole thing. So yeah, that's looking good. So it is with men. You know, some people receive it with joy, but you know, you might have some stony soil there. But when you see the fullness come out, the fullness, the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ in a man, then you know there is fruit there. Verse 30. And he said, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God, or with what comparison shall we compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which when it is sown in the earth is less than all the seeds that are in the earth. But when it is sown, it groweth up and becometh greater than all herbs, and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. And with many such parables spake he the word unto them, as they were able to hear. And without a parable spake he not unto them. But when they were alone, he expounded all things to his disciples. Well, look at how the apostles give some of the explanation of the parable. Within other parables, they give without explanations. But they understood the explanation. But they give us the gospel in kind of the way they got it, which is they allow us to see somewhat into his private inner circle. But some are left unexplained, so that men of God of later generations could be sifted by these parables. Do they understand? Can you understand? Can you see? So let's see. Can you see? Whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God? With a comparison shall we compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which when it is sown in the earth, is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. But when it is sown, it groweth up and becometh greater than all herbs, and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. This is prophetic. This kingdom of God, every comparison, every parable does not give you the completeness of the kingdom of God. But in each one, we see different aspects so that we might understand what God's kingdom is like. How does the world work from God's perspective?